Well, good evening. How's everybody doing? I'm so glad you're here with us. Just to give you a heads up, this summer on Sunday evening, Lord willing, we are going to be looking at various psalms. And just so you know, there's no rhyme or reason to the psalms that we're going to be picking. It's really probably just a state of my life right now. So, or we can call the series "Summer in the Psalms." And so tonight we're going to be looking at Psalm 20. So if you have your Bible, you can be headed that way. Let me pray as we get going. Father, as we come to your word this evening, we confess to you that we need your help to understand what you have written and what you have given to us in your word. We ask that you would illuminate this text and make it clear for us this evening. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So, as we get going, I just want to start with this question. It's just a simple question. Do you get anxious? Like, does anybody get anxious? I know I do. Whether it's a job situation, maybe it's a family conflict, maybe it's raising kids, or maybe it's just as simple as being a Mississippi State fan. I don't know. Whatever it is, does life sometimes seem overwhelming? You know, it seems to me the older I get, the uncertainty around life just really seems to grow. I mean, I still remember being a four-year-old, and my biggest concern was the monkey bars at kindergarten or at the preschool. And so now, as a 41-year-old man, I'm worried about whether or not I'm actually ruining my four-year-old's life, who is actually worried about the monkey bars at her school. And so I've also discovered that, you know what, marriage isn't easy. I certainly don't have it all together. I get anxious about my job performance. I still wonder if so-and-so likes me. And I sit around and stew over something that was said by someone, and I find myself hoping and praying that others don't actually feel the same way as that person. In fact, a few years ago, there was an occasion where I was experiencing some conflict. I mean, it was pretty serious, and I actually convinced myself that I was going to lose my job, that the result of me losing my job was that Harper was probably going to leave me because, you know, I'm a fraud, and that I would probably be homeless within 6 months. I told all of myself all of these things, and it was in the middle of the night, and I was by myself, and it got really, really dark for me. And I believed all of these things, that was going to happen. I was actually just making them up in my head. And so I panicked. I mean, it was really just anxiety on steroids. Anybody else struggle with those sorts of emotions or moments in life? If you do, I just want you to know that you're not alone. You're not. The problem of worry and anxiety, I mean, it's universal. It's a human condition. And here's what I want us to know. He made you, he made me, and he knows the troubles that all of us are in. He knows that we get anxious, and a lot of times uncertainty drives our anxiety, and so his word is filled with many good and useful and true things that are actually meant to help us in our struggle with uncertain times. You see, life is filled with uncertainty that drives anxiety, but what we find in Scripture time and time again is that God is our rescuer and He is our peace. And so as we look at Psalm 20, we're actually going to look at Psalm 20 this week and next. We're going to find that Psalm 20 was actually written for uncertain times. For that day of anxiety, for that day when life feels overwhelming and we don't know what's around the corner. It's for those times when we're just full of anxiety and worry and we just don't know what to do. This psalm is instructive. And so as we hop into Psalm 20, I just want to point out something that's actually kind of cool. Psalm 20 and 21, they're actually two psalms that should be probably read together. They're unique in that they're meant to be sung by Israel on behalf of their king and their nation. And so Psalm 20, what it is, it's a prayer for the day of battle. And so Israel, they're heading into battle, and this is the uncertain time. We're going to talk about that in a minute. In Psalm 21, what it is it's a prayer of thanksgiving for winning the battle. And so God has done his thing, and he rescues. And Psalm 21 is a response to that rescue. And so you can probably imagine the anxiety that the people must have felt in Psalm 20 when this is being sung. The victory, it hasn't happened yet. It's a time when some would live and others would die. They don't know if they're going to win the battle. They don't know if they're going to conquer the other enemy that's across the line, or they're going to be the ones that are going to be conquered. And so you can imagine the feelings of anxiety and uncertainty that they must have felt. And what we see in this chapter is a model for how we can engage with God really during our uncertain times. So let me read the psalm, and we're going to start walking through it together tonight. Psalm 20, verse 1. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation. And in the name of our God, set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of our Lord, of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call. It's God's word. So as we've already said, this is a psalm for great uncertainty. There's a battle that's about to be fought, and Israel, this army, they don't know what's going to happen. They know that people are going to die, and they know they don't know who, and they don't know how many. And so the anxiety is great. And just as we said, in this psalm, we get a clear picture of how we can come to God during uncertain times. And so this question that we're going to answer from this psalm is this, is how should we respond when times are uncertain? Like when we have those anxiety-filled moments, that panic attack, that what am I going to do kind of moment, how do we respond? And the first thing we should do, and this is our first point, this is actually our only point tonight, and it's this, we should turn to God. Like when things are uncertain, we go to God. We see this in verses 1 through 5. And just something that's kind of cool about this psalm that I think is really kind of neat is it actually appears to be a liturgy. And so notice that the pronouns he and we and you and I as you scan the psalm. And so sometimes the psalm says, we shout for joy. We see that in verse 5. So you think lots of people are talking here. And other times you see, I know that the Lord saves. And so what's going on here? Who's the speaker? Like what's happening? Well, the psalm appears to be a responsive reading. And so when you see the pronouns we, then this is the congregation of Israel crying out to God on behalf of their king. And when you see the pronoun I, this is the cue. This lets us know that this is the king that is now talking. It's kind of like responsive reading, like what we do during worship. There's the pastor who says, who's at the front, and then you have the congregation who's speaking all together. And so in these first five verses, we see the congregation is actually doing the speaking. And in this section, the congregation is addressing the king with a prayer that God is going to answer the king's prayers, that God will help him in battle, that God will protect him from enemies, that God will send him help and support him. So what they are doing is they are turning to God in their uncertain times and in their anxiety. This is their response. This is what they know to do. And so let's be honest. This is a totally different response than the one that we usually come up with, right? Like when times are uncertain, like it takes me a long time to get right here. This isn't my reflex. And so I shared with you a time in my life when I was facing some serious anxiety in my life. I was convinced I was going to lose my job. Harper was leaving me, and I was going to be homeless. And so what did I do? Like, how did I respond? Did I run directly to God? You know, I'd like to say that I did, but I didn't. I didn't take my anxious thoughts to God immediately. What I did is I took my anxious thoughts to myself. And so here's how that would work. I would play all the scenarios in my mind, and then I would imagine everything that I could do to fix this particular situation. I would think of things that I could have done to make it better. I would imagine conversations that I was going to have down the road. I would think of things that I would do and places I would go. And ultimately, I wanted to be my own rescuer. And then I would see that the problem was actually bigger than me. The problem was outside of my control. I couldn't control it. And that would only cause my anxiety to increase. And then I would recycle. I would start the whole process again. Do you guys ever do this? Maybe it's just me. I mean, this is actually the normal response that we all have, because all of us want to control our own lives and we want to own our own destinies. We want to be the captain of our ship. Oh, captain, my captain, and all that kind of stuff. And here we see something completely different. We see a people who they're on the brink of disaster, and what they do is they run directly to God for rescue and for help. And so think about this. This is you. If you feel that, you know, maybe my marriage is on the brink, like we're really struggling, there's a lot of fighting, like we don't even like each other, or maybe your business is failing, or maybe your kids, adult or young, whatever, maybe your kids are in serious trouble. You see, all of us actually have really, really good reasons to be anxious. It's really easy to find areas in our life that are actually pretty uncertain. You know, relationships, they don't last. We don't always have enough money, it seems. And death is actually just a fact of life. I mean, that's around the bend for all of us. You see, there is trouble out there, and there is uncertainty, and our anxiety actually works as an alarm. And that alarm should drive us to God and beg Him for help instead of reminding or telling us that, you know, we should try to fix ourselves. Our anxiety should serve as an alarm that reminds us that, you know what, we need His rescue. We need His salvation. Our anxiety should remind us that, you know what, I am not in control and He is. And that should be something that's actually helpful for our anxiety. It should be a reminder. And our reflex should be, you know what, I am feeling anxious. And that's a reminder to me that, you know what, I am not in control, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to run to God. You see, there is trouble out there, and there is uncertainty. And anxiety does something else for us as well. Our anxieties, they actually show us what's going on inside of here, inside of our hearts. In every situation, when we feel out of control, where we think something bad might happen to me or to others that we love, where we think something, where we're trying to control our world and keep the bad stuff out here and away from us, we are telling ourselves that we need something. We want something. Or we don't want something else. And so those desires, those anxieties, those little alarm bells, what they do is they show us what our heart is actually after. They show us what we're longing for. And so that relationship, like if you're single, if you're just longing for that relationship, do you find yourself wondering if you're ever going to get married? Well, that anxiety is showing you something. Your good health or the health of somebody that you love, money, a certain job. Like all of those things that we get anxious about. See, when those things don't happen, what we do is we start to panic. And that also reveals to us what our heart is longing for. And so I want you to imagine that you are facing real imminent danger. So you think, you're kind of like me in that situation that I just shared, you think you might lose your job. Or the business is failing and everything points to no job in 3 months. You've got a family, you've got a mortgage and a car payment. So in this situation, like how do you respond? Do you run to God and express your thankfulness to Him for always providing every time? Do you trust Him to provide for you in the future as well? He's provided for you in the past. Or are you going to trust Him for your future? Or do you erase God? Do you erase everything that He's done for you in the past and then find yourself becoming full of worry, find yourself grumbling, finding yourself bitter? And so here, if this is you, what we have to say is your heart isn't looking to God for care or for provision. Now imagine you aren't facing any real danger. I mean, you're just going to go to a party, somebody invited you, it's a gathering, you feel like you have to go, you're like me, you don't know how to say no, so you're going. And you don't know anybody, you just know the one person, the host. And you find that you're worried and anxious about this social situation. And so you imagine yourself in the corner of the room, looking at everyone else, having a good time, except you. And you're anxious about it. You're worried about exclusion, about rejection, about being ignored. And so what this is actually showing you that, you know what, you want approval. You want people to accept you. You want to matter. You want to be someone that other people notice. And so you really shouldn't be anxious about the party, but you are. So how do you deal with that? You see, in both situations, like real danger and not real danger, our anxieties are revealing our heart. And so how do you respond when you don't get what you want? Or when you get something that you don't want? Do you run to fear and anxiety and trying to fix, trying to be your own rescuer, your own savior? Or do you run to God and just beg for help? The psalm here is giving us a wonderful picture of what it looks like to run to God in times of uncertainty and anxiety. And so just look at the requests that the people make. Now remember, they're going into battle. They might die. Like, this is real danger. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. That's verse 1. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. They're praying for protection. May He send you help. They're praying for help. May He remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. May He grant your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. So what these are the cries of an anxious people to their God. They want God to act on their behalf. And notice, they don't tell God that they're going to fight bravely and that they're going to give everything they have and they're going to leave it all on the line. They're going to work really, really hard. They don't do that. They know that they can't save themselves from this trial. And so what they do is they throw all of their hope onto the rescuing power of God. That's what they do. And we can do the same. We can come to God for help. And to do that, we first have to know that, you know what, we can't rescue ourselves. And we have to be confident that, you know what, He will rescue. It means also that we have to know that God is a good God. He's a loving Father. He's a God that is for us. He's not against us. He cares for us. And why does He care for us? It's because we're His children. We've been adopted into His family. And so this is why Peter tells us to cast all your anxieties on Him. Why does he tell us to do that? He gives a reason. It's because He cares for you. He cares for you. He's a good God. He loves us. And so when times are uncertain, when anxiety seems to be the air that you just keep breathing, when life really does seem out of control, here's what we do. It should be a reminder, an alarm clock in our hearts. We turn to God because we know that He cares for us. He loves us. He has good for us. And He has all those things for us simply because we are His children. We turn to God. And so next week, we're going to see what comes next in the psalm. And we're going to see why we can turn to God. And so let me pray. Father, I pray that we would be a people that come to You with all of our cares. May we know Your help in the time of trouble. May we know Your protection and Your rescue. And we ask that You will remind us time and time again that You are our Redeemer. You're our loving Father. And because of that, You love us. You love Your children. May we walk in confidence just with that. Just holding that truth in our hearts and in our hands. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.